My name's PJ Finn here with you on this Tuesday afternoon. I've got some Allman Brothers Band on the way on MVY.
Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode Ocho.
C. Or DSA Ocho.
What?
DSE Ocho.
Sure. Yeah. 18.
C.
For those of
what
you.
What if I only. Did I say this in the last episode?
No,
out loud?
You said it to me, okay. But not to the mic.
What if I said everything in like broken Spanish for one entire episode?
Yeah. I mean.
Or like tried to, I couldn't do it.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to do it because.
What if I switch between the two? Those are the only other.
But I don't know either of those.
It doesn't matter.
So it would just be like Tracy talking.
Okay. See.
Great.
See. Vale. Hola. E. Ahora nosotros hablar de Janes bebé.
Bambino.
See.
Isn't bebé. Francais?
No, it's
really
Espanol.
What?
Bebe with an accent. I mean, it could be both.
Not bambino, which is, I guess, Italian.
That's Italian.
Sorry, go on.
Con un segment, week episodic segment called "How do you feel today?"
You don't know how to say
Penny?
Sing
no?
It. How
no.
Do you feel today? You
know
in Spanish.
Como sientes? Como sientes hoy?
I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing it means how many weeks are you or how do you feel?
How do you feel?
I can tell you all the things.
Cuánto semanas.
Cuánto queso. What does that mean? How much?
How much? I'll tell you.
That's the only thing I need to know how to say in Spanish. I.
Y una palabra day to pregnancy.
So I'm 33 weeks.
Ay, Dios mío.
Sí. And. I think my word is anxious because it's getting close, folks. It's happening soon. Like single digit weeks left.
I was about to say cuántos semanas.
Seven.
Siete.
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 I took French.
You also haven't taken
English. Also just I don't know any languages.
Wow, that's like so soon. Close.
It's really soon.
You're gonna have another human to take. Well, you'll have a human to yeah. take care of.
Well, another one
besides Jefe.
Jefe. yeah. So I feel anxious about like just like all the things we have to do to like get ready,
mm-hmm.
and just like the actual you know fact that there's gonna be a human.
I
like
see.
For reals. But it's good anxious, like as opposed to like
your Xanax anxious.
Yes, exactly. Is there a better anticipatory? Is that a word? Is that a feeling?
Yeah, you should know, like, save that.
Yeah.
Save it for
anyways,
next time.
That's how I feel.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair feeling.
Thank you.
To be feeling.
Thank you for validating my feelings about pregnancy. It helps me.
You're welcome.
For those of you out there who have kids, how did you feel at 33 weeks?
Answer now. Thanks. Answer out loud in your car.
Yeah.
I hear you. I feel
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I feel like that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. So, speaking of... Nope.
Eating as a pregnant
yeah.
person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? So, speaking of eating, we want to talk today about... It's going to sound negative, but I think that we can have a positive spin. Mm. We want to talk about Instagram and...
Yo... Love Instagram. I was going to say te amo, but that means I love you. Yo me gusta. I don't need the yo. Me gusta Instagram mucho.
You like Instagram a lot.
See.
But.
Is this annoying yet?
No, I mean, I just don't know enough Spanish to know what you're saying. I mean, I guess I knew that. We like Instagram, but we feel like it's ruining food. Tracy's a runny nose. For example, if I may.
See.
Why do you need to serve me a Bloody Mary with a piece of bacon and a celery stick and a jalapeno and 17 olives and like a cheeseburger. You know why? So people will take photos of it and put it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's not real life.
No. Te gusta Bloody Marys? Bloody Marias? I wonder if they're called Bloody Marias.
I hope so. I do. I like a Bloody Mary, but not with like a cheeseburger on top of it.
Yeah. Totally unnecessary.
I don't understand it.
I mean, I guess, but like, is that the only thing that you get? Solamente comer?
I mean, I don't.
Like if you go to brunch, you go to brunch and you're like,
The cheeseburger Bloody Mary.
Right.
I don't think so. I think, but that's the thing is like, I think you just get it so you can put it on social media. And I think that trend of thing is driving me nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be, it's in other realms too, but specifically food, because that's my jam.
Right.
Is food. Yeah. I mean, other examples, things that are rainbow for no reason, like a rainbow bagel.
Oh my gosh. I can't. This is the thing. I watch those and I'm like, this is not satisfying because they don't look good either.
Right. Like, here's the thing. I mean, I've made a rainbow cake for Pride. I've made the heart cake a million times. And like, those were all fine and good. But like, that's not my like philosophy about food is like real food for real life. So like, while I have done things for the Instagram grab, so to speak, at the end of the day, I want to give you something delicious that tastes good. And like, if it looks good, great. But it doesn't need to be like all this weird
shit. You're not in it for the likes.
Yes.
Whereas exactly. There are some. You know what really bothers me are those milkshakes that like are obscene. And I'm like, how does anybody eat these? It's like, first of all, too much sugar.
Way
and
it's too much
like
sugar.
Like Lucky Charms plus like cotton candy and then like and it's all like stuffed to the brim so like yes. It looks like it's being like it's like overflowing and I'm like how are you gonna eat this, just give me a fucking cheese
and
you're
stick. Not like, just give me a cheese stick. You're not gonna eat that and you're gonna waste some of it.
You're just gonna take a picture of it and then is it even good? That's the other question I have. Yes. is the food bueno?
Right.
Is it delicioso?
Well, and that's how I feel too about like a little bit different than that, but like the like charcoal trend right now, like where it's like black everything, like,
and that's not even just food, it's like also like beauty stuff because charcoal is super in.
It's like
right
super
now.
In and super stupid. Like I don't need like there to be charcoal ice cream or like charcoal juice.
The charcoal ice cream slash with the charcoal like ice cream cones.
No, they're not good. I had one at the ice cream museum.
What does it taste like?
The charcoal ice cream, it was like more like a cookie dough than an ice cream, which I wasn't expecting. Like
texture. The texture?
Oh. Yeah, and I didn't like it. I mean, it tasted fine, but it made your whole mouth black. And like, listen, charcoal, I'm just sick of empty health promises, you know? And that's one of them. Like, I don't need to get into the merits of charcoal or not. I'll post an article for you guys to read in the fucking supplemental reading. But charcoal in general, also juice is not great for you, but like people love to fucking post juice cleanse photo and it's like
I've done it.
Ugh,
but
it's not good for your body. It's just sugar again. That's literally just sugar. Like eat a piece of fruit. That's my opinion about that. Fancy donuts, you know,
I love a fancy
me too
donut.
But like they people just get them for the looks, like ugh. I just think they're too outlandish. Like you can still be
some of them. I'm like, no, thank you. Yeah. But then there's others where I'm like, this is making my mouth water.
It depends. Yeah, I guess it depends on what it is. But like, again, like just too high, too big, too loud, too much.
I kind of want a donut.
I know. We usually have donuts together on Sundays.
Do we?
I feel like usually the past two times we've podcasted.
Guys, can somebody post me some donuts to the past?
Please?
No? Is that not a thing yet? Wouldn't have we nice not? It is 2017.
I know.
We don't have flying cars. It's not there's the fucking Jetsons.
There's no postmating to the
there's
past.
No postmating to the
what
past.
What is the point?
In this journey.
Here, let's play a game for shits. I'm going to open my Instagram.
Oh, is it like, let's see what kind of ridiculous
yeah, like, let's
thing
just
is
see, like,
food?
What's, the, like, the most ridiculous? Because, like, I, like, have because of the food.
I also, like, creepily stalk food
people.
Food right. people. Oh, these are all Hamilton related. Oh, I'm on the wrong account. Hold on.
Delicious.
That looks to good. This journey. To I haven't seen that movie either. To the past.
I don't even know what movie that is.
It's Anastasia. Now a Broadway musical.
That's a great film.
You would like it. Christy Altomare. Does anybody know who that is? Maybe like the two of you.
Okay, here's a great example. Listen, I'm saying this with love because like you guys know that I love my friends. This is an ice cream cone that looks like a cactus. Why? Why?
You're friends with these people. I'm not, but I agree.
Like, I love you, but no. Or like, no, those are fine, actually. I gotta find another one. My feed is like full of delicious things today, actually, and normal looking.
I mean, my maybe another day we can talk about explore pages because mine are hilarious and I like it's such a mishmash.
I don't even know what an explore page is.
What are you talking about? It's the one that looks like a magnifying glass.
I never use that one.
What? I use it all the time, guys. That's my jam. Explore page.
I don't know how to use Instagram. All the food in my feed today is like normal. It's upsetting me.
I think just in general, the most offensive is that fucking. What is this? Oh, it's a dumpling.
This is funny.
Is this fun for everybody listening to us? Listening to us go through their Instagram pages?
Oh, you know what else I don't like? Here's a good example. Someone holding an ice cream cone melting all over their hand.
The implications of that are just.
Like, why? I don't need you to do that. Like, just show me an ice cream cone.
Show me a regular ice cream cone. Also, that's like wasteful.
Wasteful. I hate waste. You guys, I hate
food waste. Is real. I literally said that the other night.
Because it's so upsetting when people do that. I can't find any other ones. This is so sad. I guess people are listening to us.
I came across, look at this, picked for me ice cream. And it's a clip of Tom Hanks and Forrest Gump licking two ice cream cones.
I kind of love that.
Oh, I kind of want ice cream now.
I have some here.
Oh, that's right.
In cones.
In cones.
Folks, is this fun for you?
Yeah. Again, to reiterate, this is everyone. I invite you to go through your Instagram explore page right now as well. Unless you're driving, don't do that.
Oh, here's another example. I mean, I kind of love this actually. This is like a donuts that spell things out.
Is that California donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, see, here's Baker's. Okay, you know what?
Or like this is a waste. Do you have friends that are going to help you eat all these avocados?
Oh my gosh, that just reminded me. Hold on, let me find.
This is like 12 avocado pieces. Like, so 6 avocados cut up and they're like dipped in shit to be like, oh, look at this avocado with like chili stuff on it. But like, do you have people who are going to eat that with you? Because if not, you're being wasteful.
You know, somebody that is someone that I don't follow, but like I have seen around on the internet, on Instagram, she specifically goes through like vegan Instagram accounts because mm-hmm. they post the most ridiculous photos. Okay, so this is not clicking. Oh, wait. Okay. I don't understand what this is, but I'm just going to explain it to you as imagine a watermelon.
Okay.
And then take a melon baller
mm-hmm.
and then randomly take out holes.
Okay.
And then put those back in, but green side down so that you're seeing the red.
Okay.
And that's what this picture is. It kind of looks
is that? Like, what is the caption?
Yay or I don't know. It's like a melon. Oh, here we go. Mason jar parfaits that look disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
That are just like, here's.
You can't eat out of a mason jar.
But this is like.
Like, if you make a mason jar salad, you bring it to work, you dump it in a bowl, fine. A mason jar parfait, you can't eat.
And this has, like, green shit at the bottom, and then maybe some blackberries, and then a layer of yogurt, and a layer of jam, then a layer of ladyfingers, then beef sautéed with peas and onions, and kiwi, and there's, like, a donut on the top. Like, what?
What?
What is the point?
Here's another good one. This is, imagine an avocado, but then, like, someone went over the avocado with a tiny star cookie cutter, but didn't actually like cookie cut them out. Why?
That makes no sense.
Why?
Speaking of avocado, there's another one that it's a lentil avocado mountain on top of a rice cracker, like a rice cake. And then the avocado is split into slices and formed in such a shape that looks like a flower.
No.
And it doesn't look appetizing. It looks like a rose avocado shape on top of lentils. Guys, just look online on Instagram for like any avocado. Maybe just like hashtag avocado.
Hashtag avo art is apparently
the
one
point that's... is all these are like ruining. It's like making food worse. Like I love we both love avocado.
We do.
But these aren't making us like want avocado.
And like it's just giving people like you're making food more inaccessible for people, in my opinion. Whereas like if the thing I want to do is bring food to people and make it accessible. And I think that having like crazy beautiful styled food on your Instagram feed that's like unobtainable and outrageous is like going to make people feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
So anyways, we just spent like 8 minutes on our specific our Instagrams without anybody else. But, you know, just look through your own feeds, guys. Think before you double tap.
Think about, what do you guys think about crazy outlandish foods?
And which ones do you hate? And
tell us.
Which ones do you love? Tweet us at That's Our Jam Podcast.
I've never used this Discover feature, but I dig it.
Jenny's new jam is the Discover feature.
Look at this dumb acai bowl. Get out of here.
Look
at this. You spent time putting individual blueberries in a line for your breakfast. This is not obtainable.
Not for your breakfast. I mean, obviously people
just
don't
throw some blueberries in your bowl and eat them. Sorry.
I still think it looks good.
Ugh.
It looks like I would want to eat it.
Maybe we'll have them between now and the next episode. And
okay,
we
great.
Talk about acai bowls for real.
You know what else has like crazy foods?
What?
But foods that we might want to actually
enjoy.
Comer to eat is that's not it. our summer fairs, guys. It's the middle of summer.
It is. It's fair time.
It's fair time, as in F-A-I-R-E, not like fair and equal.
No,
but also
equal.
Maybe yes.
What?
nothing is equal. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
So we're going to discuss some summer fair faves.
Fair faves.
Fair faves. I'm just going to go right into it.
Please.
I was a nerd. I was one of those kids who was super into Ren Fair.
OMG.
I've
never been to a Ren Fair. I know it's disappointing.
I don't know how many times I went, but there was like one kind of near us, which I mean, it was New York. So, you know. Yeah. If it was an hour away, it was near us.
Sure.
Not like I lived in the middle of nowhere. Rochester, New York. Shout out to anybody listening.
Matt Carney's father is from Rochester, New York.
How did I never know this? Maybe
it
I knew
it.
It's
a hidden track.
Does he sing about it?
Yeah.
Does he explicitly say, my father's from New York?
Literally? No. Hold on, please.
Wait. Was his father related to like a bishop?
I don't know.
Lenny clergy?
I have no idea.
Because there's a high school called Bishop Kearney High School.
What?
Yeah.
Please hold on.
And see, can you look up all the...
it's not even a hidden track. It's just a regular track. Please hold. We'll play it in the app.
This is my father's story.
Michael P. Kearney. So maybe not the same one.
Michael P. Kearney. Born in Rochester, New York. I was born in Rochester to a bookmaking man. Had a fake cigar shop.
That's just a little sample stamp. But I was born in Rochester.
Oh,
see?
I've never heard that in a song before.
Well, there you go. Matt Carney. Speaking of carnies, back to fairs.
Is it called Rochester?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Is he still alive?
I thought you meant Matt Carney. I was like,
oh my god, Matt. I found him. I found him on I found him on LinkedIn.
Oh my god, please friend him and be like, oh my god.
Yeah, see, look, this is obviously the music video for it, but then the other video is Mercy Carney Girls Basketball, because Mercy is the name of the all girls Catholic high school.
That's so
our
crazy.
Lady of Mercy, shout out. That's where we used to have our dance recitals. I'm just going to casually stalk Matt Carney's dad on LinkedIn real quick.
Please do.
This is an entire segment about summer fairs, and we somehow got into
Carney's are on point.
Anyways, the point is I was really super into Renaissance fairs. And I, like, my parents took us, and my dad was super into turkey legs. Maybe that's why we went to Renaissance Fair.
I love
fair.
A turkey leg.
And I was into, like, I'm going to get a flower crown. And I want to get, like, these braids. And then we saw, like, jousting. Like, that reminds me of summer. Is, yeah. Like, going to a Ren fair. Mm-hmm. Thinking I was super cool. I actually have... I'm not going to share this with the internet. Until a throwback Thursday where I'm feeling okay about it. Yeah, we were super into that. That it's, like, I feel... Summer fair is just, like, I feel like have a special... Place in,
you know what?
My heart.
Luna.
Just sit down.
I always would go to the Chelsea Fair, mm-hmm. where I was from in Chelsea, Michigan. Shout out.
Hold up the mitt.
And ours were like a little bit like there was like a section that was like a carnival, but then there was also like the H4 club that would do like there would be like baby goats and
mm-hmm. This is like a very like small town like
yeah and we would go and like get like you know like lemonade and like an elephant ear and that's what like
elephant
August.
Ear is also fried dough. Ugh, right
so good yes but like with sugar and not with sauce
powdered just, sugar
yeah
that's what I called fried dough
and, oh okay.
I've never, like, until, like, you...
I know. It's very Connecticut only.
Yeah, I've never seen,
have
like...
fried dough with, like...
Pizza sauce.
Pizza sauce and Parmesan cheese. Well, yeah. And then, like, I also... You know what else reminds me, like, of, like church fairs? Did you ever go to a church fair?
I have been, yeah.
Like, we always... In Connecticut... When I lived in Connecticut... Because when we lived in Connecticut, there was, like, church fairs. And those were much more, like...
It was always...
There would be, like,
always...
a couple stands that were, like... throw a dart at a balloon and like those, but it was never rides. And then there'd be a bunch of craft booths.
So low key.
Very low key. There'd be like bingo, but there was never like, it was never like carnival feeling.
That's so interesting because the church fairs that I know of were like always a Catholic church doing it. And there's the one like that's near me every year, St. Patrick's. They do one. Like every September, but they'd have rides like the not janky. I'm sure they're fine.
They're janky. It's fine.
Like a Ferris wheel or like the one that spins around.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like those. The thing about those was like they were always those rides were always scarier than they actually were because they were janky.
Right.
Like you were like some 20-year-olds put this together last night after getting into town at like 2 a.m. And there's probably bolts missing, you know, like
sure.
That was like,
yeah, I mean, to reiterate, I've never actually been on one because I was like too scared.
I went
like
on like that. Remember, did you ever have like the Ring of Fire?
Which, oh, is that the one that goes?
Yeah. Like the, it's it was like a loop-de-loop.
Yeah. And it goes like all the way around.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrifying. But I always went on them.
Yeah. Those. That's interesting that they didn't have rides at the ones that you're thinking of.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was just like we would go to the in Clinton, Connecticut, where I grew up. Partially they had like a church fair in August and we would go and then the other one would be like the I guess now I don't remember as a kid like we would go to the Branford Festival which is in Branford Connecticut which now they have rides and I mean maybe they had rides when we were kids and I just don't remember but I just in my head they're just like booths that are like pretty simple like maybe a dunk tank to like raise money for the basketball team but like not a ton of rides. More just like food and music.
Which that kind of reminds me of like a street fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of those in Rochester. They'd like, there's like the Greek fair. Then they'd like, you know, close streets down and right. like do that. One in particular was called the Alexander Street Festival. And Alexander Street, which is like in our downtown, has a lot of bars on it. So it was kind of like an entire just bar crawl. And so I think it was when we were seniors. We were definitely under 21. Me and my friends like tried to like go in that area, but they wouldn't like let us in to like even that street because we weren't 21.
What?
And so we were like, it's okay. We'll have our own Alexander Street Festival. And so we, of course, named our crew ASF.
Oh my God.
For Alexander Street Festival. And that's how the entomology of our squad, which I belong to like a remnant of the squad. No, sure. It still does. It's just like it's not the same.
I just remember like this time of summer. It was like kind of right before back to school, like time for like one last hurrah. Like you definitely need like a turkey leg and a lemonade and like for me, because of like the ones that we went to in Clinton, like I always associate it with like a trinket. Like I need a trinket. Like I need like a tiny jar of honey.
Sure.
Or like a owl figurine, you know, or like a friendship bracelet or whatever. Like one of those, a weird shaped candle.
Yeah. Guys, I found the picture.
Oh my God, please.
But Jenny's only going to see it. And feel free to describe it. But TBD if I'll ever post this.
Oh my God. Oh shoot, I need to turn up the brightness. So behind Tracy there are these women who are the voluptuous, and one of them
are
is,
they have never
one of them is like
me.
In a like a I think it's a black velvet but could be green and it's just dark in the photo, like I don't know the appropriate names for people from the Renaissance.
Neither do I.
But like the ones with the boobs that are stuck together, like big boobed, like
yeah.
heaving
busty.
Bosom. Yeah. The other one is like more of a fairy princess dressed in white and like has a beautiful flower crown. Tracy is wearing also a beautiful flower crown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I kept for a very long time.
I don't know what you're holding. Some kind of program.
Maybe. Yeah. I think it's a program.
These glasses are adorable. You look VQ. I don't know. Thank like, you. What are you taking a picture with or of? Like,
what do you mean?
Like,
it's, oh, I think it's maybe just atmosphere.
Like a like, here's me.
Yeah, because it's not like I'm standing in front
of
anything.
No, like it's not like you're standing in front of a specific.
Maybe I had just gotten that crown done.
Maybe,
and so they just took a picture.
There's
of
also
it.
Like a guy in the background that's like wearing like a like teal like duke or prince or.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, like a duke or prince.
Duke.
Like outfit
Wait,
that's like teal and he has tights
oh
on.
Oh my God. This guys, it's like I was living at like Liz and TJ's like
yes, wedding. It's totally and he's got like ginger curly Oops, hair. And maybe some people are dancing. It is great. It's a great shot.
Sterling Renaissance Festival.
I think you
in
should
upstate
definitely
New York.
Share this. The
maybe.
People need to see it.
Maybe. We'll see, guys.
You are very cute. How old are you in that photo? Like 10?
Probably because I got my glasses when I was in third grade. So and those, I think those are like my first pair.
Okay.
I don't You're know.
You're adorable.
Like a 94, 95 situation. Oh, I have some other old pictures here, but they're not relevant to anything. So I'm not going to show you.
Oh my God.
You can look at them later.
I
actually, no, it doesn't matter. I have some pics of ASF in here.
I also remember like going to the fair and like feeling like. Like, did you ever go to the fair and get, like, you would get, well, you were an only child, but maybe, I don't know. You would get, your parents would be like, here's $5. I'll see you in, like, 3 hours.
Oh, absolutely
you
not.
You know?
Oh. Absolutely not. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Are you kidding me? My parents would not let me out of their sight.
Oh, my God. We definitely would be like, when we go to the Chelsea fair. I mean, when I always lived in Chelsea, I was older, too. I was, like, 13, you know? So it was yeah. like, here's some money. Go get some tickets, like, and we'll see you later.
Were there games like
yeah like there was like an arcade yeah. area where there was like the like there was like a kiddie section for rides and then like an older section for like a not adult but like teens. And then there was like, yeah, like the ducks in the pond and like fishing for a prize and knock over the milk cartons and all those things. There was a fun house. There was like a bingo booth, or there was like a tent, and the tent had like bingo one night and like karaoke and, you know, all that stuff.
I have a follow up question to Matt Carney. Sorry.
Great.
Does his dad, his dad's from there, but does he currently live there?
No, because Matt Carney grew up in Eugene, Oregon. Why do I have all this information in my head?
Interesting, because this guy currently lives in Rochester. So maybe it's not
and
him.
Maybe his parents are divorced and he lived with his mom. I don't know. I don't know his whole life story. I just know he grew up in Oregon. Because he talks about it in his music. He was born in Eugene, Oregon, and now lives in Nashville.
Guys, sorry. This is like this what is it's like to like be friends with us.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is how our friendship is.
Well, I guess we'll continue looking for his dad later on social media.
Yeah.
I just enjoy a good fair. And I'm going to show Jenny one more picture.
Oh, my God.
That I feel like I actually might post one day.
Post this one?
There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Okay.
And yet again, you can feel free to describe this. What a weirdo.
Who took this photo for you?
I have no idea.
Tracy is wearing like the most 90s, Asian. I don't even know what that.
It's like a smock.
I can't even describe it. It's like very weird shapes. It's like the opening credits to Kids Incorporated. Like weird shapes coming down. Like,
oh my God.
Some of them are colored in, but most of them are white. It looks like it's like a page out of a coloring book from the 80s/90s. But unrelated to that, her hair is being worn in front of her face. And then she has put her glasses back on over her hair. Like cousin it. And also giving you double peace signs,
guys,
like Richard Nixon.
Tell me you've never done that before. You people who wear glasses.
I mean, I
have
wear
you
glasses.
Never done that before?
I maybe one time.
It's not like I did made a habit out
and
of
then
that.
You had someone took a picture of you.
Maybe I was being funny. I'm funny.
I mean, it made me laugh. So. What a weird kid.
What a weirdo.
Like somebody had to take that for you.
I don't even know who took it. Like I don't even know where this is because it's like
you can't tell where you are in that photo.
Actually, I might be in my basement.
I was going to say it looks like you're in a basement.
Because it's dark.
Yeah. Flash was definitely used.
Guys, sure. I was a weirdo. I continue to be a weirdo.
Well, that's true about you.
Anyways, summer fairs, we have super off topic.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry for anyone. I feel like these episodes are not just getting better, right?
Yeah, they're just getting better. You know what else I like from a fair? A tiny jam. A tiny anything, really, but a jam. Like
sure.
A jam and a wooden spoon.
Great.
Or like a crocheted,
item. This is very Connecticut of you. You know what I just remembered is they used to have every year like a fair with rides and games and all that in the parking lot of the nearest mall close to me. I don't even like know who put it up or who did it. If anybody from Rochester is listening and can tell me why they had a traveling fair in the Grease mall parking lot, tell me. Thanks. Bye.
So weird.
I don't know if they still do it. I have no idea. I am so out of touch with
Rochester
suburban fairs.
I don't know.
You used to go to the Italian one here.
We went every year. I don't think we went this year, but we've gone every other year that we lived here. But it's really small. Like it used to be co-sponsored by Jimmy Kimmel and now it's not. So it was big for a while and now it's small again, and it's like fine, but it's the weekend of our wedding anniversary, so like the last weekend in September, and it's because global warming, it's always really hot,
super hot,
so it's like not always worth it to go, but like if it's not too hot, it's delicious. Like there you just eat food, like it's just like There's bocce, and then there's like 100.
It's very Italian foods. Of you. Yeah. You know, my equivalent of your jam with a tiny wooden spoon,
yeah,
is probably like a funnel cake or fried dough.
Yeah. Ugh, funnel cake. I love funnel cake.
Funnel cake's great.
But I also like a fried dough, like traditional. And by traditional, I mean with sauce.
I would just get like the powdered sugar and cinnamon sugar. You know, just the way I'm speaking and it's the way we're talking
jazz
about.
On jazz.
Yeah, it reminds me of Delicious Dish and sweaty balls. On that note.
It reminds me of Delilah.
Oh.
This one goes out to Hefe. Across the wire.
Across the wire.
This is Delilah. What?
From your
guys,
love.
Guys, it's hot where we are.
From your love, Jenny.
Jenny. Yenne.
Nope.
Speaking of foods from carnivals.
Yes.
We have now gotten back to our favorite segment.
Regularly scheduled program.
So, Tracy, I'm going to tell you about some sweet foods that you would get at the fair.
Vale.
And you're going to tell me if you like them.
Si.
Or you hate them.
Mm-hmm. En español. Me.
Yes.
En español.
I was like, I don't know the word for any of these things in Spanish.
No.
Ready?
Sí.
Away we go. Lemonade.
Me gusta.
Funnel cake.
Oh, yeah. Sí, me gusta.
Caramel apple.
No me gusta.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Frozen banana with nuts on chocolate on it.
I don't know if I've ever had that, but in theory, sí, me gusta.
Blueberry pie.
Hmm. Me gusta.
Great.
I don't know, if I've ever had that at a fair.
Yeah.
But.
Pie in general. Pie in general.
If you handed
at a fair,
me a blueberry like pie right now, would I say no to it? Would I say no to this?
No. Frozen bananas are delicious. You would like them, I think.
I know, I probably
would. They sell them at Trader Joe's.
They do, but it's probably not the same.
No,
as it's like a not. Fresh dipped
it's not,
banana.
They're just like the rounds.
Banana stand.
Ugh, there's always money in it.
Okay, so I have like savory foods that I'm going to question you with.
I
ready?
Can't wait. Yeah, I'm ready.
So these are all carny foods.
Okay.
This is apropos. Ready? On away. Wait. Ago. Turkey leg.
Love it.
Deep fried butter.
Ugh, hate it.
Corn dog.
Love it.
Popcorn.
Love it.
Pasta filled meatball on a stick.
Pasta filled meatball. Love it.
I was doing some research.
I have never heard of this.
And I was like, that is crazy.
Pasta.
Just Google it.
Okay.
You're like trying to wrap your head around it. Just Google
pasta filled, like it's a pasta filled with meatballs.
Yeah,
like a stuffed shell.
No,
what,
guys?
Spaghetti stuffed meatballs recipe.
Just search pasta filled meatball. What are you looking at right now?
I don't even understand.
Hold on, I can't see. Yeah, so the pasta is inside the meatball. It's stuffed.
So it's like a meatloaf,
but with pasta.
With pasta in it. I like can't even speak. I've never heard of such a thing. These are the types of
I've never heard of such a thing.
This is the type of thing that ruins Instagram. No. spaghetti in meatballs.
I mean, next level.
That's some next level cooking. Shit. I mean, I see. Yeah.
I mean, in theory, I would try it, but I don't know.
It just seems like a lot of work because you have to like make the pasta and then you have to make the sauce and then you have to wrap those up and then make the meatballs. Like you can't do it all at once.
I wonder if you have to like freeze it first and then because how do you usually cook meatballs in a pan?
Yeah, but if they're giant, I mean, I don't know if they're all giant or if they're like some like meatball sized.
Yeah. I don't know.
This one calls for hollowing it out after and adding the spaghetti, but that seems like more work.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good to know.
Wow.
What else did I say? Any of that deep fried shit?
Look, I like a deep fried Oreo.
I've never had one, but it sounds great. Butter?
That's
no.
Foul.
Gracias.
No.
That's just like
butter.
That's like clogging your arteries.
That's like cancer.
Immediately.
No, not cancer. Heart attack. This heart attack.
Why? Guys, this is what's wrong with America.
That is because
we
wrong
make
with
stuff like that.
Also, how do you even do that? Like you have to like freeze the butter,
yeah,
I guess.
Something
and then...
like that. I watched it. It's disgusting.
That makes me feel ill.
Also, to answer your question about caramel apples,
yes,
I love apples, but I just find those too difficult to eat.
Okay.
And I'm like not too big of a fan of caramel. Like it's fine. I wouldn't seek it out.
What if you had like a deep fried, like those candy apples? I guess you feel
a deep fried candy apple?
No, 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 not deep fried. Sorry. Just like a candy apple, like with the red stuff instead of the caramel.
Mm, no, it's like too much for me.
What
is candied?
I don't know.
Either way, I would just like rather have an apple on its own because I think it's like if you get a good kind, it's like sweet enough and you don't need any other.
I love caramel. Mm-hmm. Love them. I guess it says sugar candy, but they're red. Have you ever seen the red ones?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't want that. The one that's on a stick that we're looking at right now.
No.
That does not look appetizing to me.
It was invented by William Kolb.
I also feel like it's
red
a waste.
Cinnamon candy, though. Mm, that sounds good.
No, thanks. It's like when you go to Disneyland and they have all those like the huge ones that are like covered in like chocolate and M&Ms. It's like, just give me all those things separately.
Yeah. See, I love caramel and I love a caramel apple. I don't like a candy apple. I don't like a chocolate covered apple. Like, no. I don't like any. But I do like a caramel. And you're right. They're hard to eat. Like, I would prefer.
Like, how do you eat that? Do you just
it takes
dig
a
right
long
in?
Time? Because also, especially if they're like hard caramel, like if they're not done well, like in the caramel is like thick and hard, it's hard to eat. Like I always feel like my teeth are going to pop out of my face.
I guess you could get a knife and fork.
Yes. I prefer to eat those two things together with like a caramel dip.
Oh, those are great.
You know, and like I cut up apples with like a fondue situation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I don't. Yeah, I guess it would not be my first to 10th choice of options for treats. But I still like them.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things that you like, Jenny, what's your jam this week?
So my jam this week is MVY Radio.
What is which this?
This morning we were listening.
Oh, I know what this
is. This morning we were listening to it and Jeff was like, is this a thing that white people do? And I was like, 100%. MVY Radio is the radio station out of Martha's Vineyard on the East Coast. And I grew up listening to it. My parents listened to it when we lived in Michigan, like they would like put it on the radio and then we'd like float in the pool and listen to it. We would listen to it at our beach house when we were on the East Coast. It's just like a great Sunday. So here's the thing. I like to have music playing all the time, like in my house. It's just like the way I grew up. Like there was always music playing in a room in like all the rooms. And it's just like a good, I'm very white. It's very white.
It's like super white, guys.
Super white, soft rock slash.
It's like, it's what they play at Vineyard Vines.
Yes. Like it's definitely like Dave Matthews, Grateful Dead,
James Taylor,
like Bonnie Raitt,
Diana Krall.
Yes, all of the above. But I grew up listening to all of that and it reminds me of my childhood. So I like to listen to it. And it's like.
How do you access it?
I don't know. I just tell Alexa to put it on. At work, sometimes I listen to it and it's through iTunes.
They probably have it streaming.
Yeah, it's like
on their website too.
But it's just like easy listening. Like I can just put it on and not offend anybody, except for it's very white. But, you know, like I know it's going to be like fine. There are occasionally, as Tracy knows, like every now and then there's like weird shows where you're like, what the fuck is this song?
I say that a lot.
Yeah. And like, I'm like, they play like Norah Jones and like it's just like so.
That's not weird. It's like it.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's like so white. Like,
yeah, it's the whitest. That's why. It's like super. If it's like super white, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't.
But it's good for like background noise when I'm like writing for the blog or I'm like cleaning the kitchen or like I like to listen to like soft. I used to listen to a lot of coffee, like anything that would be like
coffee house
acoustic.
Matt Carney.
Right. Which is the same white shit like Matt Nathanson and like.
You couldn't be any more white.
I'm very white. Just on Sundays. Like it just like smooth.
I'm only white on
Sundays. I'm only white on Sundays. I mean, I like, you know, more.
Yes, tell me.
I like other things.
Is this what you tell your black friends? As much as the rest of them.
I like black music.
I've seen The Wire.
But like, I know about the drug trade. But I like to listen to that type of thing when I'm just like tuning out the music and like just need something on the background. Mm-hmm, anyways, mm-hmm. MVY Radio.
Great.
Highly recommended it.
Fantastic. The end. My jam is food related and maybe counterintuitive to what we've been saying this entire time, but it is, Taste Made, which is a food website. Yes. And I got hooked on them by finding their Snapchat discovery stories.
I got to discover more things on the internet. I mean, I really just didn't even know.
Oh my God. I got to discover more things on the internet. Okay, so everyone, this is how you find everyone. Grab your phones if you're not here. I'm going to give you your phone.
Thank you. Okay.
If you're not driving.
Yeah, don't do this if you're driving.
Grab your phone, go to Snapchat.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, click on the little icon that's three dots.
Okay.
And then swipe to your left. And then there you'll see discover page. Do you see that?
You mean swipe right.
Sorry. Yes.
Left is, yeah.
Sorry. I know.
It's okay.
So I'm here for you. You'll see the discover page. And these are all different companies that have their own stories. So like E has a show called The Rundown that you would sometimes see the back of my head on. But so these are all different companies. And Tastemade has one, which I probably watch, like, because I think they do one every day. I probably watch it every single day. And basically, it's a mix of people doing, you know how, like, on Instagram where it's, like, somebody just doing the, like, making food?
Yeah.
And nobody's saying anything?
Yeah.
It's just the video. So they have that. But then they also have, like, chefs who are, like, cool and, like, fun and, like, have personality. And then they do, like, they're, like, have their own tiny little show and they're like, this is what we're gonna make today. And then there's like a whole bunch of different ones. So there's like one that's like a super healthy, like crunchy granola chef, and then there's one who's like a baker. There's this cute little Korean woman who does like Korean twist slash Asian twist. And then my favorite, her name is Julie. She's just funny and I think we would be friends with her.
I clicked on one and then I got bored and I clicked on it again and it went to a different story and now it's gone.
So you can do that, like, so when you click on the and you can also subscribe to it, so when you click on the story, like this one is the 16 most popular Starbucks fraps around the world, so they'll have like a BuzzFeed type story like that, and usually I skip over these because I don't read the articles, so I just like skip over it, which is just tapping right, and then sometimes they have like art that's like cute and you can like screenshot it if you want. And then there's like, here's your, you can vote on this. Honestly, I just watched the videos.
So how do you get to the story? I don't understand.
This is the story.
Okay, but like, so for example, this one says, How Gilmore Girls Should Have Ended.
Okay, click on it.
So I clicked on it.
Wait, let me see it while you're doing
and
it.
And now it's something about
because
Game
that's
of Thrones.
like the.
So how do I get?
It's how you click on it.
It's clickbait.
Just keep going. So it's just people doing recipes and I'm like obsessed with it and I literally check it every single night. I don't know why. Like I don't even cook that much. I just like watching this stuff. It's like
food.
If you guys remember from like a few episodes ago, I'm super into the Great British Bake Off.
You really are into food these days.
I'm into food. I've always like watched stuff like this, but I like don't do it, like the practice of it.
Right.
I don't do.
You can just appreciate it. Well, that's what I need. I need people like you who can like appreciate my cooking. I mean, I prefer if you made it too, but I'll cook for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'll cook. I cook. I
just you do cook. You're a great sous chef and you're a great chef in general when you apply yourself,
like,
Tracy.
Anyways, this has gone on for too long, guys.
Too
is anybody
long.
Still listening? I apologize.
I think
for
they
like
stopped
past
listening.
Two episodes.
I think they stopped listening in season episode six because the last two episodes have
you
been
know
us
what?
Complaining it, and then like just like what's it called? Diverting,
bitching, diverting.
What is it called? Tangenting? No,
going on tangents.
Yeah.
Earlier, Jenny was like, "She, you didn't suke it out." And I was like, what are you talking about?
What is it? Sought.
I sought out. If you sought.
Suck it out?
No, it's
it
still
suck.
It's still not the right.
I don't know how to use words.
So if you're still listening, God bless you.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Thank you so much. If you're not, you'll never hear this.
Yep.
You,
oh, God. Well. Speaking of thanking people.
Yes.
Thanks to Megan Roy, who created our illustrations. We love you, and you can find her on the internet at megan-roy.com.
You can find Steve
nowhere.
On the street.
At the FYF Festival, which I think is over now.
He did the music. Thank you so much. Also, go to...
DallasHourJam.com. Okay, cool.
Supplemental reading, which you can find in the description of this podcast.
Rate us on iTunes. It helps us get funding from
from
the Robert E. Johnson Foundation.
We both went PBS.
Yeah, I don't know why we both went that way, but
we're not getting funding from anything. Do you hear
there's
this?
There's no air in this room. Maybe we could get funding by like somebody who makes air conditioners, like Whirlpool or Frigidaire.
You have air conditioning.
I know, but it's not.
It's just
in
this particular room.
Brought to you by Angie's List, who helps you find HVAC people to come fix your air conditioning.
Great. At That's Our Jam podcast. You can find me on Cookies and Sangria. Oh my God. CookiesandSangria.com. Siri, shut the fuck up.
You can find me at garlicmysoul.com and at garlicmysoul on all the social media.
Why is anybody listening to us at all? Why do we do this?
Why do we do this podcast? We gotta go because it's really hot. So okay. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.